In today's Tech Bites, the world's top cell phone maker takes aim at Apple. Nokia has launched its first touchscreen phone to rival the iPhone. The Express Music Phone plays music and videos, stores 8 gigs of memory, and has a slightly smaller screen than the iPhone. It also falls a little short on functions. Unlike the iPhone, you can't use 2 fingers to zoom in and out of pictures and web pages. The Nokia phone will hit stores before the holidays and sell for about $400 before any subsidies. One of Japan's top cell phone companies is showing off a new concept phone at a major technology show this week. NTT Docomo's separate phone is sort of like 2 devices in one. You can actually break it into 2 parts, one with a touchscreen display, the other with a keypad. The idea is that a user can make a call on one half of the phone while reading email or checking their calendar on the other half. It also means there's one more thing to lose. Well, just when you thought pretty much everything was connected to the Internet, you can add one more thing to that list. Bicycles. Yahoo has launched the first social networking bicycle. It has a GPS-enabled camera that takes a picture every 60 seconds, tags it with geographical information, and uploads it to a photo-sharing website. Now, there are 20 of these bikes on the road right now, but Yahoo is planning on giving away more through a contest. And finally, a British inventor has developed a device he claims turns cheap supermarket wine into vintage wine in just 30 minutes. The device looks like an ice bucket, but its creator claims it recreates the effects of decades of aging using ultrasound technology. And it's not just for wine. It's supposed to work for any alcohol that is better when aged. The man behind this miracle machine says it even makes alcohol easier to absorb, and that virtually eliminates hangovers. For information on all of these stories, log on to the technology page of abcnews.com. Those are your Tech Bites. I'm Jeremy Hubbard.